This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, we mentioned a little while ago, didn't we, about getting fit for our next section.
Yeah, well, indeed. We've been basically running around the block because these guys are from the Stonington Relay for Life, which is all happening very soon. It's a very interesting event because it doesn't just go for 1 hour or 2 hours.
No, I didn't see. When I looked into this, I thought maybe it did, and I thought we could do it.
Running
but apparently,
around.
It goes overnight.
Well, to hear all about that and a whole lot more, we welcome Anthony and Roberta.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So, we had to get involved because this is for the raising money for cancer charity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually for Cancer Council Victoria, which is the state's premier charity fundraising organisation. All the funds raised at this event will go towards a cancer research prevention and support services for all Victorians.
So we know it's a really important cause. What is it all about? Anthony, tell us.
It's a really exciting event, and it is overnight, as you said, and the reason we do that is because, well, cancer's not a minute thing. It is a big part of a lot of people's lives, and so we do it for 18 hours to sort of signify that. From 4 p.m. through to 10 a.m. the next day.
But you're exactly right. I mean, 18 hours, when you look at people who are experiencing chemotherapy, are often in treatment for 3 or 4 years.
Months, years.
And it can come back and again and again. So you're exactly right in terms of the
impact. Is the idea then of that you don't want it to just be, you know, a walk around the block? It is something that people really get involved in, and that really put the heart and soul into it.
Yeah, and that's right. Like, it is a team event, so it is not one person running the whole 18 hours. It is a team event, so it's...
Imagine that.
It's teams
you
of about...
You could do it.
10 to 15 people are in a team generally, and they take it in turns to run a baton around the relay. They take it in turns and do laps around the lap.
Hence calling it Relay for Life.
Relay for Life, yes.
So how big is the course? How long is a lap, do you know?
At our course, it's a little under 400 metres,
I think.
So you end up clocking up quite a number.
Yeah.
Now, what about our listeners then? If they're out there now thinking, well, we can give them the website and they can get more details, but what is it that if I wanted to do it and I've got a couple of mates in all together, how would I get involved? What do I need to do?
Yeah, so the first step is simply just to jump online and register your team and then essentially come down on the day. All the information's on the website for people to get in touch. If people aren't able to gather the numbers this year, we just love them to come down and visit us and get involved. There's so much happening throughout the weekend.
That's right. There's so much. It's jam-packed full of entertainment and activities.
So you can just go down there and check it all out.
Yeah, we'd love people to come.
Where is it happening?
So it's happening in Glen Iris at the TH King Oval on High Street.
Cool.
And our opening ceremony is at 3:45 on the Saturday the 25th.
Okay, so it's coming up very soon. Now, how do people raise money? If I'm getting a team together, how is the money raised through all of that?
There's a variety of different ways, and we're constantly amazed by the creativity of our supporters. One of the easiest ways is online.
Yep.
Once you register your team, just bully all your friends into supporting you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Encourage them to help you out. But a lot of our teams as well do incredible stuff in the community, like raffles, fun trivia nights.
Put on a sausage sizzle, couldn't
anything,
you?
Yeah. Anything.
Exactly. Yes. A lot of the teams do a lot of work prior to the event, so it's not just all about on the day. They do a lot of different events prior to the event. And then there's also plenty of ideas that they can use on the day itself.
Sounds good.
Because when we were talking about this, and obviously nowadays cancer has touched so many lives, you know, it used to be once upon a time, I guess, that, you know, you knew somebody or somebody's mate or something like that. Nowadays, if you're not someone in your own family, then, you know, you're very lucky, I think. So we're definitely keen on the cause, and now it's just about getting involved. I think, Glenn, we probably go down on the day and then look to do next year.
Now, tell us. I think that's a great idea. what is going to be there when we do come down on the day? Because I know you got some pretty rocking things are happening.
We've got one of our highlights that we're quite excited about is the return of our Miss Thorington pageant.
Now, is it too late for Michael or I to enter?
You're welcome to enter.
Oh, great.
We've got a fabulous host, Soul's a Dip Drag Queen. She's going to be the host of the pageant. And we encourage people in teams.
Is that her real name? Salsa Dip?
No.
Definitely.
Just checking.
So it's something for our male team relayers to put on their finest frock and be a part of the Miss Thorington pageant.
Oh, so that's actually for the males, is it?
Yeah. Brilliant. So some people that not necessarily would do drag on a day-to-day basis.
Wear out, Michael.
Will you be, Anthony, will you be leading by example on that?
Oh, I may. You might just have to come down and have a look.
Yes,
that's a yes. Okay, so the Miss Donington pageant. What else have we got there? A whole lot of family fun activities as well.
Yeah, and we've got some activities. It's not just all about singers. We do have Zumba Fitness with Lucas. So that's happening there just to get people active as well and different things. There's also, a DJ's running throughout the night. And we've got the Stonington City Brass, who's going to be marching in our first lap.
Fantastic. Now, people can get more info if they go to relayforlife.org.au. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th of October. And as we say, it goes through all the way through to the 26th of October.
Do people bring sleeping bags?
Yeah, they bring their tent, sleeping bags.
It's an overnight thing like that. Yeah. You're not just out in the cold.
No, definitely not.
All right, because, a sausage can only keep you warm for so long. That's been my experience. Well, all right, well, this is good. I like this.
We'll see you on the day. Good luck with it all.
Well
see
done.
You thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for coming
thank
in.
Thank you so much. We look forward to it.
Our pleasure.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.